Renowned rock photographer and all-round music nut, Nathan Kelly, joins me in studio now. We catch up with Nathan once a month just to preview what big concerts, what big gigs are coming up in Cairns over the next little while, as well as some recommended listening from Nathan. He's got such a wide variety in musical tastes. I love to hear what he is listening to and then go out and listen to it for myself. And hopefully you will do the same. Nathan Kelly, really, the very, very big news in music locally are these guys. Tell us about Crowded House.
So Crowded House are coming to play in Cairns in November, and their tickets went on sale yesterday, so they're up and ready to go this week. The convention centre's just been refurbished, so it's going to be interesting to see. They'll be one of the first big bands to play there.
And just incredible, when you listen to this song now, Don't Dream It's Over, absolute classic, of course. But when was the last time Crowded House played live? I mean, it was all over.
It was all over. I was there, I think, in 1997 at the Opera House, right, taking photos of their very final gig ever. But I've actually seen them twice since then.
Okay, a few comebacks since then.
They played Blues Fest, actually, this year.
Ah, of course.
And a lot of their dates got cancelled, and they've just rebooked these dates and thought, oh, we'll come to Cairns, which is great for us. So it should be interesting to see them.
Just recap for us. They're playing in November.
Yeah.
So tickets are only on sale in the last couple of days. But some of the prices, can I say, of those tickets for Crowded House, wow.
Yeah, so everyone's been talking about inflation, but there's definitely yes, inflation in concert ticket prices. I don't have it in front of me, but my memory is the cheapest tickets were $170
wow,
for that show.
$170? I mean, as much as we all love Crowded House, but geez, that's asking. It's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, and
that's the cheapest ticket.
The most expensive tickets were $325 plus booking fee. It seems a lot when you consider I saw Leonard Cohen at the Convention Centre for about $200.
I was there as well, the great late Leonard Cohen.
So they are legends, but they're an Australian band. You know, I don't know, it seems like a bit of money, but if you love Crowded House, you're going to go.
You will go. Okay, go. Crowded House tickets just on sale in the last couple of days. You'll have to Google where to find them, because it is at the convention centre, not a council venue. Okay, what else? That's going to be massive, obviously. Very, very big. What else is coming up?
Goanna, Solid Rock, Sacred Ground.
A classic track as well.
How good's this guitar riff, I gotta say,
so
when
nice,
it comes in?
One of the all-time classic Aussie guitar riffs, that one, that's for sure.
It just sounds like Australia. I just
does,
don't know. It must be encultured into us.
It does indeed. All right, Goanna, absolutely brilliant. So where can people see them?
They're playing at Tanks. That should be a great show. Shane Howard and most of the original band. Mm. And I think they're actually just playing that whole album.
That classic.
It's called Spirit of Place, the album.
40 years old? What's the anniversary?
40 years old.
40 years ago that album was released. There you go. Solid Rock by Goanna. What an absolute classic Aussie track. All right, now for the part of the show that I always look forward to, Nathan Kelly. Your recommendations. What have you been listening to? What should we all jump on and stream?
You know, I'm a child of the 90s, so Oasis, I never really dug them when they were at their peak, but I saw them in early 2000s at the Emore Theatre in Sydney, and it just blew my mind. Like, I understood why everybody loved them, which didn't really come across in the records to me at the time. So those brothers, they had a big fight, split up, and Liam Gallagher has just released his third solo album called Come On, You Know. So I've been listening to that quite a bit. That only came out this week, and I've been enjoying that a lot, but I'm unsure how rock and roll it is because, you know, he's a rock star, he says. The other thing I'm listening to is, you know, there's a great jazz festival called the Montreux Jazz Festival, and it's been going for a very long time, maybe 40 or 50 years, and an individual recorded all of these performers playing there over 30 years, and they've actually been archived by the Swiss government as part of their cultural heritage. Now, these are starting all to be released on vinyl. So they've just released Muddy Waters, and it's three separate performances of his over different time periods at Montreux. And it's just so good.
Muddy Waters, what an absolute legend. And the Montreux Jazz Festival, as you said, it's held in Switzerland. It's one of the world's greatest ever music festivals. I'm just looking here, Nathan Kelly. The first Montreux Jazz Festival was in 1967. 1967, and they've had pretty much everyone, not just jazz musicians, though, as well. Although that, of course, is the focus. But everyone, Prince, Status Quo, Boho Diddley, Dizzy Gillespie, Charles Mingus, as you said, Muddy Waters as well, Eric Clapton, Chuck Berry. I mean, geez, the list goes on. Absolutely legendary concert. And okay, so Muddy Waters out on vinyl at Montreux Jazz Festival.
Yeah, and if they keep releasing all of these live recordings, I think it's going to damage your wallet, but yes, also enhance your record collection.
Exactly.
Because, you know, live recordings is what people can actually do in person. It's not five takes, put some guitars over the top. And that's why I love collecting live records, because you're there even though it happened 40 years ago.
Very cool indeed. Muddy Waters, find it on vinyl if you're a vinyl nerd like Nathan and I. Absolutely beautiful. Nathan Kelly, renowned rock photographer, Googling. He's got a fantastic website, also doing a new podcast, music-based podcast as well, which is well worth checking out. Nathan Kelly, thanks for your time on The King Review today.
Thanks for having us, Gavin. See you next time.